Sokala Duma Radio.
Staying in touch is a long-standing feature of the Sokala Duma newspaper, where the newspaper sub-editor Lunga Adam catches up with former Mzansi football players from the days gone by. So we've decided to extend the fun and bring to life some of those epic conversations in this radio format for you. What you're about to hear does not at all at any stage feature the player. This is an audio version of the interview between the journalist and the presenter, taken from the conversation between the journalist and the player. The player does not at all feature in this episode.
Sokala Duma Radio.
In this episode, we continue with our Still in Touch with Jacob Sakala. It's part two, and he continues to share some interesting stories from the past.
Coach, first things first, why the nickname Cellular?
I didn't know that you were going to ask me this one. It was given to me by Dynamo Stein manager, Otamar Mokhopi. Whenever I was walking around and checking the condition of the pitch before the game, I would be talking on my cell phone and the supporters in the stands would scream, "Cell phone, cell phone, cell phone." And then Tamara told me, "From now on, you are Cellular." Okay. Even in the dressing room, I always had my cell phone with me. And when it rang, I would tell the guys, "Sorry, gents, I have to take this one. It's from the president." Sometimes I'd pretend that I'm on the phone with the president and everyone quiet in the changing room, and I would say, "Mr. Tamumbeke, are you happy with the starting lineup?" I would motivate the guys by saying the president is the club's number one supporter, so don't disappoint him today.
That's crazy. Any fist fights in your teams, coach?
Last week I told you about Gerald Rapahlela, whom I coached at Mahwelereng, yeah, Real Rovers. Yeah. He was a bond leader, that one, and one of the best players of his time. He didn't like losing. If you made a costly mistake during the game, he would look at you in the bus without saying a single word, and you would know what that look means. There were times when he got physical. During halftime, he would ask one of his teammates, "Do you want to play? Yeah. If you don't want to play, you can go out. We are playing for our families here." Sometimes one of the senior players would point at a new player and say to me, "Coach, are you playing this one? We don't need him. Whose jersey is he going to take?" You'd find that a guy has come all the way from Sebokeng and all of a sudden he's rattled. The players would say, "Go back to where you came from." And if you didn't know your story back then, you would go back. I remember when Lakile Khwati, you know him now as a celebrity, he first came to the club. They tackled him hard and he would cry and say he wants to go to his mother.
Unbelievable. There must be more funny stories.
I can remember one funny story. Humphrey Sithole, George Matiba, Rapahlela, Timothy Artipinkosi, and a few other guys were angry about the fact that they hadn't been paid. So they boycotted training. And the problem is that we're going to play Cape Town Spurs in Cape Town that weekend. The team manager came up to me and asked me what were we going to do about it. I told him, "Don't worry." I went back to Tzaneen and took a couple of boys from a team there called Bakwena Big 11. I quickly registered them with the league and then we flew to Cape Town. They were really average amateur players and I told them before the game, "Gentlemen, just kick the ball forward. If you lose it, come back and defend. Forget about anything else." You know, the surprising thing is that we actually won 2-1. And I couldn't believe it because Cape Town Spurs had great players like David Modise and Brendan Augustine. On the flight back home, I told the boys, "The food here has already been paid for. Just eat whatever you want to eat. It's a buffet." And they ate like it was their end of their lives. They ordered anything and I was busy encouraging them, even though I didn't know who was going to pay for the food. I was telling them, "Drink to your satisfaction. Don't just drink one Coke."
Hey, you're very crazy, coach. What happened next?
Then they stayed at the clubhouse. But what happened is, you know, Joburg boys, they are very clever. So one of them, Jewel Fire Seroba, he went to buy a toy gun. And he put on a mask and he chased them away from the clubhouse. He told them, "We are protesting here and you are taking our jobs." You know those boys, because they form Rural Vendor, and they never came back again. After that, Fire was fighting with me and saying that, we are going to the club boss and telling them that we don't want you as a coach. And I told him, "Football is not about toying. Eh? If you don't want to play, I can even take guys from the bush or a hospital and tell them to keep their eyes on the ball, and then the rest is history."
Yeah, we are listening, coach.
You know, a week or two later, we played against Wits and Mkababa made a mistake. He was our captain at that time, and in those days, it was not easy to substitute the captain. When I took him out, he couldn't believe it. He said, this is the first time in history of football that a captain is being substituted. Mm. But I told him, it's all about performance. It doesn't matter if you are a captain. You know, he didn't like it. Also, Fire was a big gambler, and he would disappear in camp and go gambling. If he had a good day at the gambling, he'd come to me and say, coach, I want to buy you a six-pack. And I ask him, where did you get the money? And he would start laughing, and that's when I know he would have won from the gambling.
Tell us about the guy who wanted to kill himself, but he changed his mind at the last minute.
You know, these players have been sharing these stories with you. I can tell.
Yeah.
The guy was working at one of those mines in Mokopane. He had problems with his mashonisa, and so he wanted to eliminate himself. He put a rope in the roof of the bedroom, but he hadn't locked the door. So his friend David came in and he found him before he could put his neck around the rope. David asked, what are you doing there? He said, no, I'm just trying to connect some wires from the roof. Real Rovers was playing Kaiser Chiefs that day. So David said, there's a big game today. Rovers are playing Chiefs. Let's go and watch. They went to watch. And fortunately, we were playing good football like Barcelona on that day. The two guys were drinking at the stadium and we won 4-1. They were celebrating like hell. The guy forgot about killing himself. On Tuesday training, I told the guys, I think you've done a good job for community service. Well done. You've saved someone's lives. One of the families could have been suffering. Even God is happy with you. And the players were laughing their lungs out because they thought I was lying.
Thank you so much for your time, coach.
Thank you. Thank you very much for listening to Still In Touch. Catch more episodes next week. For now, it's goodbye.
Sokala Duma Radio. Sokala Duma Radio.